Every rock and roll star has to begin somewhere. And for this musician from Lubbock, Texas, he was playing at roller rinks and used car lots. But it gave him exposure and eventually landed him the airplay that would rocket him to the top of the charts. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
He is a well-known name in the music world, and his roots were here in Lubbock, Texas.
Buddy was born here in Lubbock, Texas on September 7th, 1936. In the midst of the Depression, he was the youngest of four children.
Jacqueline Bober is Municipal Museums Director for the City of Lubbock that oversees the Buddy Holly Center and helps retell the story.
His mother sang, his older brothers played instruments, and Patricia joined in as well. His father was really the only one who didn't participate in that. Couldn't carry a tune, kind of.
Buddy was mostly a self-taught musician. In junior high, he partnered with classmate Bob Montgomery, and the two played small gigs around town.
They would play at various places around town, car dealerships, grocery stores, whenever they were premiering a new product. They played at school dances at the roller rink.
His local and regional gigs were noticed by talent scouts. Decca signed Buddy and brought him to Nashville to record, but the style they asked him to play was not what he had in mind.
A slightly slower tempo, more of a country twist, and that's sort of the way the Nashville set pegged Buddy as a country artist, and that wasn't his comfort zone. So needless to say, those demos that he did there did not exactly play well.
So Buddy was getting noticed, but his style of music was yet to hit the airwaves. But when it did, it would make him a rising star. More of his story from his hometown next time as we travel the countryside. In Lubbock, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.